Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm tired.
Tired
of driving the road. Tired of dealing with cars. So many cars around me. You get on the exit, you get off the exit, and suddenly I'm exhausted. That's because I'm tired of driving back to my childhood home. Tired of getting up in the morning and driving back to another home.
Hey.
I'm tired.
That's good. Frankly, you're on it.
I'm exhausted. There you are. Do you have her?
I'm tired.
There it is.
Sick.
This is a Monday where, you know, weekends are normally made for rehabilitation.
Rest, Mike.
Yes.
Rest.
Rejuve.
Got
a rejuve.
Got home relatively early yesterday. Had a nice evening. Went to bed relatively early. I'm still exhausted.
Tired.
It's tired. Tired. That's the way it goes. But you know what? Fun makes you tired. What can you say? Fun makes
activity.
You tired.
Yeah,
you make your own fun sometimes, right?
Carla must be really tired.
Exhausted.
You cannot wait, can you?
He really is like a kid on Christmas Eve, isn't he? Well, he wants to open one gift at midnight.
Well, it's rare that Mike and I connect.
Tracking. No, it's not, to be honest with you.
It happens
more often than you know.
Sorry.
No, your observances are normally...
Your observances, Mr. Santana, are usually quite dead on.
Oscar, let me put it to you this way. Unlike our friend Rob Spiewak, who is probably... about 20% to 30% happier than you and I are. We live
26 according to the Harris poll, Mike. 26.
We live in a dark space. You and I live in a dark space.
Yeah.
So that's
like there's always something nefarious going on.
And it's terrible to be that way. And then I'm 10% more in the dark space than you are.
Oh yeah.
So imagine that.
I can see the light from my vantage point.
Huh? Where does Pony fit on that chart?
Just effing up uploading the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's the dark space as well, kind of.
Well, he put it on the dark web.
That's a Freddy. I have Freddy off. Okay. Anyway. Sorry,
Pony. Didn't think it would go there.
Happiness, Mike. Happiness.
Hey, Pony. Pony.
Hey.
Just 4 days to Friday.
Yes.
What's more joyful than getting away for a weekend?
Can you tell I'm in a little dark space today?
Yes.
I can.
Oh, no. You know
I'm surprised there's any light in the studio. You'll pardon the absence of light, Mr. Bloom.
You pardon the absence of light. The absence of light that indicates that when I'm gone, the light comes in the window.
Right.
When I'm there, the dark shades are pulled over all of the windows.
See, there's a happy life, and then there's a happier life.
Yes.
And Mike...
She sees something over the horizon?
Well, the reality is this. Mike.
But I'm confused by this because I'm blissfully happy.
And isn't that what matters?
Well, you had You had a big weekend away, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't happy.
No?
Not at all?
No. I'll get into the nuts and bolts of it. It's me. It's me. It's me, 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 me. It is me. All me. I mean, I've got lots to tell you about, but I would be lying if I didn't come back with a bit of a sense of paranoia for a variety of reasons. I have to make it very clear. Everything I will discuss on this show is my fault.
Oh,
everything
dear.
On this show is my fault. The connectivity in Maine is my fault. This is everything I'm trying to do, and I will tell you that it's just today in particular, as you may have observed, the reactions to normal issues of the show that we have that normally, you know, we deal with.
Sure.
This is one where it is beginning to slowly remove my internal organs.
Through
my ear.
That sounds painful.
And it's the combination of circumstances. But you know what? This is what's great. It doesn't matter as long as you, the people, are entertained.
Yes, we must entertain them, Mike.
I listened to the show over the weekend, and I said, damn funny.
Yes.
Damn funny.
Damn funny. Damn entertaining. Yes. So you soldier on.
Yep. Yeah, let me say this. The issue I have, and I'll say it, Mike, is that I knew my pal Mike was heading off to his 40-year reunion, and we'll get to that a little later.
Sure.
Yes.
But I also knew that poor Carla was going to be left on her own with her mother and
right.
And a child.
And a child, which is tough to parent alone, especially when you've got your spouse out of town, right?
You two are partners in parenthood, and she needs you.
Carla this past weekend.
No, she doesn't.
Thank you for saying that, Mike, because all I saw her do is celebrate life.
Yeah.
Right. She climbed a mountain.
Yes. She's no longer with the cripple. So it doesn't matter.
This is the... She did
the
Facebook video
one
live.
With his swollen ankle. She's no longer there.
Mike, she streamed happiness. And by that, I mean she was on a live stream on Facebook. The happiest I've seen her in 10 years.
Yeah, she did
look
happy.
There it is.
Alone
it is.
With
she
her
was
wife
so happy.
And son.
She was you so happy she had to share it.
Yes.
She couldn't even keep it to herself.
It's like Mike died and Dirk Vasarek was sending checks.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's it.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. That's the life.
And you
that's
know what?
What I came home I,
you know, she doesn't think the best of me, but I'll say this.
Yes.
What she did this weekend was rather untoward.
Thank you, Rob.
It was not appropriate. That. And it did not show that she was your partner.
Some may say tawdry.
Right. I know. It was not tawdry.
Delighted. Yeah. Delighted would be the word.
I've
euphoric.
Never seen happiness.
Misplaced.
Happiness
misplaced
happier than
euphoria.
She's ever been.
It was misplaced euphoria.
Hey, I'm serious. If it goes down, if this is number three.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, no. No,
why,
no, no.
Well, I'm not. I can't make anybody happy.
You make millions of people happy.
Why would it be number three? Because she's happier without you?
Yes!
Well, Mike, if you're not concerned about making people happy, maybe the best thing is to stay with her.
I'm not getting fit. There it is.
Oh, but that's not what she needs, is it?
No, I here it is.
This is so great.
I am crushingly depressed right now.
No.
I am completely
He's down in the dumps.
A lost soul.
Did you not take any sort of elevation from your reunion? There was no elevation at all?
No. Bagel. Zip. Sorry.
This is a compounding situation.
I could lie and say it. No. Same clicks. Same crap.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Same jealousy.
Jealousy?
Radio guy. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You know, I mean, it's just there. It was there, you know? Same people.
Same. Was the turnout good?
Yeah, it was good, and the vast, overwhelming majority were wonderful experiences. And then there were a couple where it was just kind of like, you know, attitude.
Really?
You know, which is stunning
to
me.
This day.
Outward attitude towards you?
50A. Yes, negative kind of, you know, when I get a, hey, how you doing? You know, it's just, oh, okay, I can see that you're still 11, douchebag. You know? I can't mention the name, but I'm so ready to mention the name.
Really?
One guy stuck in my craw.
It's not a name we'd recognize, is it?
No, it's not a name I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup.
All right.
And he was identified. I'm like, oh. And I said something like, well, that's the most, that's the kindest greeting I've gotten tonight.
You get so far as to what this guy does for a living now?
Nope. Didn't hang around.
Wow, not even that, huh?
Man.
Didn't hang
that's
around.
The smallest of small talk.
Wasn't interested. And then I got one other guy wrong. I got one other guy wrong where I said, hey, we played hockey. No, it was another short guy that I played hockey with. And I said, well, I'm sorry. It was another Italian guy. He said, I'm Greek. I said, well, I'm 0 for 2. No, I swear to God. I swear. That was my one purely dickish move of the night. So then when I said that, when he said, I'm Greek, I said, well, I'm 0 for 2. You have a nice night.
Wow.
And I walked
you
away.
Yeah,
because he was being so nakedly, like, hostile.
Yeah, sure.
He
wasn't playing
that,
along.
That I was just mm-hmm. like... That I wasn't interested in. A lot of, you know.
How many times were you outwardly like
that?
How many instances were you outward? Just the once. That's not bad.
I had my buddy Jimmy that I hadn't seen for a while. I was sitting there. I had a wonderful conversation. I had my neighbor from two doors down, who I don't think I've spoken to in 40 years, had a wonderful conversation about our parents, which was
delightful.
My best friend, I stayed at his house. We had a wonderful time. I'll tell you all about that. But here's the thing. The space I'm in. mm-hmm. with the euphoria up here that mm-hmm. I was aware of. And the, you know, but then again, we had this great show on Friday.
Oh, so much fun.
And it was just like, and I think it was a combination of circumstances. I'm giving you psychotherapy 101.
Give it to
us. Let us have that.
We will table our prepared comedy piece for the first segment because I have to get this off my chest. I might as well just do it. I'm going to do
it
right now.
Just tell us.
I went to my, I drove around Hartford, Connecticut, which is, you know, a city that it's not threadbare. It doesn't look bad. Looks like there's plenty of industry mm-hmm. stuff going on. But it was, as I'm driving the streets, I began to go through, I don't know if anybody's ever gone through this that's lost a parent at any time or has been away from home and then you lose people. I was suddenly, this is the truth, guys. I was suddenly in the back of the station wagon in my father's car. And I had these memories of the streets.
They flood
and the
back.
Turns. And it was really, really difficult. It was more difficult than I ever imagined. I drove to my childhood home.
Aww.
The plan was I was going to look at the outside of the house. If there was somebody in the yard, I might get out and say hello.
Sure. Yeah.
But I was not going to knock on the door. Didn't appear that anyone was home. And on the left side of the house, weeds were overgrown to the extent where really bad overgrown. Like, and I went
neglect.
You know, I said my father would. I can't describe how he'd feel about that. There was some tools in the yard where it looked like weeding might have been attempted, but then stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really like it didn't look abandoned, but it could have been. The house was nicely painted and all that. But that was soul crushing to me. Sitting there. I went to. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my childhood church, and spent about 20 minutes in my childhood church all by myself in the second pew, just sitting there. You know, because a lot of these Catholic churches they used to all have candles.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. And so that I think that combined with a few things, I came back in a mood. And it's terrible. I shouldn't have been that way. It was great seeing a lot of people, but at the same time, I think maybe the whole process takes a lot longer than you give credit for. So I ended up being kind of funky, and then I do see on video up here that everybody's having such a wonderful time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so. Then the paranoia enters in, and I really
the depressing trip
telling,
to the church
I am
and the
telling
house.
You,
was that before the shrink?
Let him tell us. Let him
because
tell us,
I don't. Yeah, he all he wants to do is so. Let me get it straight because he doesn't care. Because God love you, you don't. You don't get it. You don't get the angst. I don't. It's. I'm so conflicted right now.
I'm sorry,
it's
just, Mike. I'm just trying to understand.
Difficult. I know you are, but I don't think you ever will because you're happy all the time, or you compartmentalize and you throw things away. And I am filled with angst. I am filled with angst. And this is my psychiatrist.
What do you see? What do you see that really? And when do you see how much fun your wife? And your family.
He's going back to
yeah.
it.
Is when do you see this?
See, is that really better than what I said?
Like,
not necessarily. No, Rob, it isn't. No, to be honest with you.
When do you see that? And do you
best
bring
part,
the,
seriously? Yeah. I have to tell the truth because I'm just stream of consciousness.
Yes.
One of the best moments until Pony effed it up was listening to the show. And Pony, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but I'm saying that the show had a little edited part that got on, and mm-hmm. everybody knows that.
Oh, I effed it up.
Yeah.
And now, but the show itself, like when we were sitting there riffing with Rob and Joe, it was so much. I mean, where we are from, we're having so much fun on this.
Right.
The shows.
Yes.
The shows do rock. Like 90% of them. I know that may be patting myself on the back, but I'm really proud of the work. And I really thought, you know, I'm driving along going, it sounds good. And we're chugging along. And I was really, so that was good. And then it was just kind of like, I think I went through the mourning process this weekend. I think I did that before I got to my reunion. And I may have been just a little more bummed. I think it combined with, I didn't realize until I got into town that my buddy had inherited his father's house. And when he put the address in, I completely forgot.
Oh,
that was
wow.
the address I used to go over for sleepovers as a kid.
Aww.
And it was like such a
now it was a sleepover as an adult.
That wasn't a depressing part, but it was just it was overwhelming.
Yeah.
The nostalgia and the feeling of sadness over people that have gone before kind of threw me for a loop. And if I can come full circle on it, I think that maybe affected my attitude about just the whole experience. I think things that I wouldn't have even noticed where people were saying not exuberant. Who cares? Yeah, I met 500, you know, I said, everybody, I'm looking at name tags and, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? I just was, I came back and I was, only when I got back here, I was in a bit of a funk because of all of it. That's the truth. There's my psychotherapy.
Well, it was
That's
an amazing scab to pick at right before something that would pick at the scab anyway, which is your reunion. But if you're really flooded with that kind of nostalgia and it's overwhelming and you're dealing with feelings that you used the word before, you may have compartmentalized some of them and yeah. they jump out and there's no way to really deal with
that
them.
You know how when I really skits out on the show, I was skitsing out this weekend. I was calling home going, you know, I like Florida, but this is really a beautiful town. This is like, I mean, I'm all over. And then by the end of the weekend, it's like, people are the same everywhere.
Did you bring that your sorrow back home?
I did.
In a separate bag, actually. It was in a suitcase.
So when I come back, and I come back into the environment where it's just like, you know, fitness model 1 and 2 are just la 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 la, and then here he is, blah, blah, there he is limping upstairs.
Was there a reaction? Were you
the ogre's back?
Was he gone?
The ogre's back.
Was he even
the
gone?
Back. So what do you do? What do you do when you know that that's the way it's perceived, and you can't control it? What do? You fake it? I can't fake it.
No, no, no. What you do, Mike, is this:
I was in a good mood this morning. I was rather happy and peppy with my son. By the way, can I say this? The ray of sunshine. You know who was really, really super glad to see me?
Who?
By the way, my wife was. I have to say that. I have to be honest because I could, for purposes of comedy, I could BS. No, I had a wonderful greeting. There
contractually
was
amazing, obligated. Yes.
Amazingly, don't say that. But my little guy.
It's in the
there's
rider.
Nothing like the dead
That's
run.
That's the best, the isn't
dead,
it?
The dead run into your arms was just spectacular. Throw in observations about America in general. Do you know what we, you know, driving up here, seeing Hartford, saying to somebody in Hartford at a convenience store, is there a men's store? I need to pick up a pair of like dress shorts for this reunion because it's hot and everybody's going to be wearing shorts.
Sure.
And I brought long pants. She said, there is no department store. There is no store in Hartford. And I remember looking at it, I said, the city? She said, yes. I said, you have to go to the mall. I said, what, West Farms Mall, 15 miles in that direction? She said, yeah. I said, the mall that was built when I was in high school? Yes. There's no store. I mean, the city is what do you have? You have a city going, yep, that's okay. See you later.
Give up.
And I mean, so you throw that. Then you drive up, and I took the one of the little scenic drives up, and I realized what we do better than anything in America now, we sell crap. There were yard sales and flea markets as far as the eye could see, but there weren't any storefronts that were actually viable.
You didn't
open.
Hit any yard sales for shorts?
Didn't.
Because, you know, my
this
clothing.
Has a small biological stain, but it should be.
Clothing it's moves like crazy at a yard sale.
Yeah.
You pick up a bargain.
That's full disclosure. I hate to do this. This is when people will say, oh, he's bitching again. Well, that's just telling you the way.
I love this.
No, I think it's healthy that you get it out. And you know what? We've both gotten to a point.
Love to just say everything was wonderful and beautiful. It was not. There was nothing major. There was a story that I will share with you in the body of the show about getting the old fingers and toenails done because I had sandals on and I've been in Maine for a while. And let's just say a pedicure was a necessity.
A mani
right?
pedi?
And well, the mani, because I didn't bring my nail clippers with me. And they
sure.
were, you know, they said, that, you know, there's a story there that I,
well, when in
I
Rome.
Reacted to that I think is one of the better stories. That's the main story from the trip.
I bet one of those
hysterical and funny, and you're going to love it. And I'm not overselling it.
Mike, one of those yard sales would have had nail clippers. You could have gotten nail clippers and a shorts and changed back on a dollar.
And may I clarify?
Oh, sure.
That the pain that my friend Mike is going through, I'm not happy about. I'm happy he's talking about it on the show.
Because that will help.
Because that's good for the show.
This is pulling the curtain back.
It's good for the show.
This is I will tell you, I'm not sure, but I was just laying it all out there to say why I was probably, why I had the blues this weekend. I had the blues.
I could tell you had the blues as soon as you said hello this morning. I said, here we go.
The thing about it is when I looked at that house, I just went, oh, God, come on. Come on, really?
What color they
is
painted?
Is that what it is? They painted it gray. They painted it gray.
A nice gray? What was it before?
Like a stain, gray. We had, you know, wood side you stain it a certain color. Okay. It looked good. That mm-hmm. looked good. It was the yard that was just kind of like, and I didn't see anybody, and I wouldn't have, if I'd seen anybody, I would have backed out of the driveway based on the.
Is it the first owner that your mom sold to? Do you know if it's still the same person?
That I have no idea. Mm. That I have no idea. I don't know.
It's tough, man. It is tough.
Don't know whether it's been resold or not.
Or rented. You never know.
Yeah. You don't know what the deal is. But other than that, what is a word that, what is a word that I would use to describe my family, my 40th year high school reunion? Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Morning, Pee-wee.
Look, Francis.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. Oh, what's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Francis.
My father says everything's negotiable.
Pee-wee, I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not. You are.
No way.
Knock it off. Cut it out. Shut up, Pee-wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
Oh, Pee-wee, listen to reason. Oh, come on.
I'm listening to reason.
Pee-wee.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Remember the first time I saw your bike? You were riding past my house, and I came running out to tell you how much I liked it even way back then.
I love that story.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's pretty much it for that acting career, right, Francis?
Yeah.
That's pretty...
He wasn't at the reunion? No.
There were a couple of Francis's.
Well, I bet. Jumpsuits.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Harry's. I love Harry's. Harry's never lets you down. So confident that you're going to love their blades, by the way, that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. All you have to do is pay shipping, and then you can start discovering how wonderful Harry's is. I have probably 6 Harry's razor handles in my possession nowadays, and I've got Harry's razors all over the house up here, all over the house in Florida. I love them. And they're so good, by the way. This is my own personal Harry's story right here. Harry's razors are so good. I change them when I think, well, maybe I should change them. I have never changed. This is the gospel truth. I don't know whether they're sanctioning me saying this or not. I have never changed a Harry's razor because I said, oh, this razor is not giving me a close shave. I changed it, but I said, well, it's been a few months. I might as well change that razor because it's the right thing to do.
Mike, Harry's razors are like this show. They never get dull.
They never get dull. True story. Jeff and Andy started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving and they wanted to give you the best deal possible. They bought their own German factory, 100 years of blade making experience, and they're phenomenal. Harry's offers their blades at half the price of the leading blades by selling directly to you over the internet. Plus, the shave will be the best you've ever had. Here's what I want you to know. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with lubricating strip and a trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel that's the best, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. We will get to more of the reunion, but we have a prepared piece of comedy from the brain of Mr. Rob Spiewak, executed by yours truly. And this is something that we decided to do because I am up here in what is affectionately referred to as vacation land.
Yes.
The Pine Tree State.
A beautiful place, this Maine, and we wanted to try to capture it. We've all been blessed. We've all been there. We've all been there in the dead of summer when it's 120 degrees in D.C. It can be 58 and beautiful
in
Maine.
Scott's country.
I cannot possibly tell you how spectacular the drive up here was yesterday from my hometown in Connecticut when it was 74 degrees all day. And it was absolutely pristine. I got off the highway early, took longer to get home simply because I wanted to see the beautiful sights, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
It's life-changing. It's life-changing.
Yard sales glistened in people's lawns. The for sale signs in front of the restaurants were just shimmering. Here. They were
just selling.
When the movers,
not leasing,
Mike. When the movers were moving
it in completely. Yeah.
When the movers were moving the industry out of state into New York City, they barely broke a sweat because it was so crisp.
Do you boys remember Perry's Nut House?
Yes,
stopped at Perry's
beautiful.
Nut House?
Actually, I don't think Oscar did. I did with you and the girl.
What's a Nut House?
It's a tourist shack.
Okay. This morning on Q107, that's the Nut House.
It's the Nut House for sale, Rob. For sale,
Mike.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's buy it.
It is really Maine's version of much classier, but a Maine's version of South of the Border. It is just all kitsch.
Classier. That's nice. That's wonderful. So because we're up here in Maine, we are now going to bring you something we think is very special. And our debut episode of a feature that we hope to become a regular feature
on
the Mike O'Mara Show. A feature I like to call Mike O'Mara's Little Slices of Maine. Let's listen. Welcome to Mike O'Mara's Little Slices of Maine.
Well, today, folks, we're going to cut some timber.
A recurring feature that spotlights the most charming aspects of the Pine Tree State.
This right here is a tree I'm going to cut.
A few years back, up here in Hancock County, Maine, I brought all of the boys to see the Great Maine Lumberjack Show. And that is when we became introduced to this lovely lady, Timber Tina.
Yo-ho!
Tina has done it all. You came to fame because you were actually a contestant on Survivor, were you not?
I was on Survivor, yes, and unfortunately that didn't go so well for me, but it was a great experience.
Timber!
I was the announcer for ESPN, the Steel Timber Sports Series, for 15 straight years. Lumberjack World Championships announcing, and I've been competing most of my life, and doing exhibitions all over the world.
Her Great Maine Lumberjack Show has been around for decades, but she has a deep-rooted past in logging.
Well, I worked at my family's lumberjack show for 15 years. I grew up in Hayward, Wisconsin. We decided to start a home-based lumberjack show there. When I decided to leave, I thought I needed to find a place that, A, I'd be happy to live, B, that had the tourism numbers, and Paul Bunyan's from here.
And it's not just lumberjacks.
I have a traveling show that's got women in it. I do a lumberjack show here and a lumberjill show on the road.
The Lumberjack Show is a full sensory experience.
Beautifully landscaped site. We play bluegrass music before the show. And then we do underhand chopping, where you stand on top of the log and cut with a 6-pound razor blade in between your feet. That's pretty cool.
Holy circumcision, Batman. Am I right, ladies? I mean, my goodness.
Yo-ho! This is my soul.
But it's not all fun and games.
But I've been in competitions where I've been announcing and I've seen guys sever their toes.
Oh, I have. Yeah. After the man cut his toe off, did he call a tow truck?
Yo-ho!
Outside of Ellsworth, Maine, right between Ellsworth and Bear Habit, Timber Tina Shear. Her back is worse than her bite.
Yo-ho! We cut some timber tonight, folks.
This has been another episode of Mike O'Mara's Little Slices of Maine. That's our first one. We'll bring you little tidbits. That's a real lady.
Well done, Rob.
Very nice editing there. Made it more interesting than
what
it was
I did, Mike. What we like to say in the business, I tightened it a bit.
Nice and tight.
Yeah, thank you.
It was lovely.
Cut a man's toe off.
You can drive up here and see Tim Bertina with her strapping young men in her lumberjack
show. You stayed
show.
For a good portion of the show.
Nightly here in
every night, rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Really, rain or shine.
Sure, let's say that.
That's terrific.
I like that.
So who
that
knows
was nice.
What we'll find out. I may be interviewing my cousins on a future
cousins.
Yeah, this is something they've wanted to do for 30 years. So we'll see if we.
I can see it now. Hey, can we interview you? And they say, "Oh, on your little radio show."
Yeah, the nasty little radio show that you do.
Sure.
So welcome. It was really, really a special weekend to see. We had, I don't know the numbers. Everybody's kind of conflicted on them, but they totaled 150 classmates at our 40th year reunion, which I think is fantastic.
All of them alive.
Hey, there was that wall, too.
Yeah, I hate that.
There was that lest we forget wall.
Yeah.
They had a death reel?
They had 22. We've lost 22 of the 400.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. That's five.
It's not that bad a percentage.
It's 5.5%. It's pretty high.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like sales tax.
In line with the national
average.
Well,
I'm sure that we have statistics for everything. You would probably have statistics for your average 58-year-old if you added 400 of them. There'd probably be a
traffic accident.
A mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did anyone expect to see you on that wall?
Disease.
No.
Good. That's good.
Mike,
they all knew Mike's you were alive.
Beat death like four times.
Do you know that for my 10th high school reunion, I was on the list? I had been with the Donna Mike show then. 6 years. I had been on the radio for 6 years in Fairfax. The school was in Vienna. I was on the whatever happened to list.
Oh, that
for
is,
my 10-year high
that
school
is painful.
Because
oh, by the way,
no one was in
media,
touch with me. Yeah.
Social media has revolutionized
these reunions. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're able to really track everybody down and everybody's going to show. So it was really, we had people from Louisiana. We had people, many people, multiple people from California. We had people from all over the country. We had people from Canada. My friend Dan came down from Canada with his hard cider, which he poured for me at the end of the evening.
A booze cruise.
It was very, it
that's
had
a couple
of carbonation. And,
yes, how many of the 100 that were there, say we can say roughly 100, how many or what percentage would you say have stayed local to your hometown?
Oh, that's hard to say.
Who got out, Mike?
Yeah, who got out?
A lot of people have stayed around town, and it is this is the true story. I really do believe it is a beautiful town. It is a beautiful, and I kind of also, that plays into the whole nostalgia trip where I really kind of said to myself, you know, thanks, Mom and Dad, for choosing this place to raise me. It was perfect Americana, a nice slice of Americana. I don't want to sound silly, but you also think, I thought that I lived in a great big house growing up.
Yeah.
I thought I lived in a great big house. And you get in there and you look at these towns and, you know, back in the day, back in the 50s when these houses were built, they weren't big houses.
No.
What passes for big now when you see some of these McMansions that are out there, you don't need them.
That's what we call them.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't know what
that
is.
In Loudoun County, we call it the round table families. These are the houses that have a big enough foyer.
Right, Rob?
Yeah.
They're McMansions.
Yeah, they have a foyer.
No, they're actually mansions in Loudoun County. They're not McMansions.
That you need a 5-foot round table.
When I say McMansions, they build them like McDonald's side by side.
Bop, bop, bop.
That's why they're called McMansions.
But
you got your Selma, you got your Raspberry Falls. These are all round table families.
But don't they have, I've been to a few houses out there. They all have land.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Yes. Those have land, Mike, in Loudoun County.
Yes.
They're not like in D.C. when you bulldoze a house and then rebuild.
Right.
They go up.
Yes.
Not out.
But you know, you look at a house that was built in the 1700s, which my town actually has, you know, old New England town.
Right.
And you go down this main street. Probably one of the prettiest main streets, I think, in America. It was just absolutely wonderful with old house after old house after old house. And it was very, very cool. So I wanted to, the committee that worked amazingly hard on this reunion did an incredible job. My friend Jimmy Mack was up there, and he was a great MC for the evening, and he spotlighted all of us that came from different states.
That's nice.
And that was kind of cool, and it was fun, and the DJ did a great job playing the music of our era.
DJ.
And the bartenders, there were two of them.
I bet they worked.
May have not. It was a public golf course, like with a small food and beverage operation, and they may not have accounted for, you know,
the thirst,
the common thread that bonded the class of 77 together.
Two drink minimum,
you know, which is just mainlining alcohol.
Yeah.
And
two bartenders for 100 people, we can do it, but they each will drink 17 cocktails.
Was there a line to get booze?
I was able to get my Heineken lights on a regular basis.
Okay.
So I
did you tip big on the first drink? That's the way to do it.
You know what? Yes, I did.
That's the way to
and
do
then
it.
Later on, I was just handing him the $5 bills, you know, and just mm-hmm. going, hit me again. When we come back, I will tell you about, yes, there's always the truly drunk person, and it wasn't me this time.
Good.
Yes.
I will tell you one girl that walked up to me and said, "Are you still mad?"
And I
had no idea. Might have been a reference to the previous reunion.
Could have been options.
And then the two drunkest guys that I ran into, and then the story of my
trip to the nail salon.
Nice.
Which is the God's honest truth. And I have to tell it delicately.
Okay.
I don't want to offend.
Ooh, nor will you.
That's a little precursor. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
So exciting. This past episode marked the start of the 7th year of the Rob and Joe Show.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm kind of getting the 7-year itch. I reached out to Todd Moore to do a show.
I'm going
to
reach out to Oscar.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reach out to Gary Stein.
He never worked with you. Unless you bought a t-shirt.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Rob and Joe Show, a new episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com and available on the Mike O'Meara Show app.
Get on it!
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I love those guys. It was so much fun having them in the studio on Friday. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Accessible on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. No DVDs to worry about. Use it wherever you go. P90X Insanity, 21-Day Fix Extreme, T25, 3-week yoga retreats, so much more. It's the total package. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact to even dance. You can even design your workout schedule from over 600 different workouts. And for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand includes Fixate. Now that is a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has over 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free trial membership. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform free.
Yay.
Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand. All right, so where was I? I was talking about the reunion, and it was wonderful.
Can you tell me about the girl?
Yeah, because I'll end with the whole thing with the nails. that I just
you know, Manny Petty really rolls off your tongue too easily.
I've never gotten, maybe I've gotten one. I've gotten one manicure in my life. I've never gotten
a.
But
I don't
I
care for
a
manicure. I get petties twice a year.
Both
because,
of you just throwing that around like it's okay.
It is okay if you live in sandals. It's a courtesy to others.
Oh God!
It is a courtesy to others because your feet look good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a guy wearing sandals? You ever seen a guy?
No,
wearing
I work with
sandals?
Professionals. They usually wear hard shoes. I never get to see them.
Thought
toes.
You worked here.
Jesus.
Well, no. So I'll get to that in a second. No, the lady that walked up to me. Well, I think she's the one that gave Carla a hard time. At the 30th because of
the jealousy.
Difference. Oh. Yeah.
And by the way, a guy rolled in with kind of a younger wife, and I completely track with how that is. It's not why Carla didn't come. She wanted to hang up here and
be
experience
happy.
Just a weekend of happiness.
Unbridled joy.
It's what she called her Bobby McFerrin weekend.
Yes. Yeah. The top of a mountain going, yay, look here.
Here's a little
anyway,
song I wrote.
It was,
I can do anything when he's gone.
No, but I'll tell you, I made a joke about it like being the pity party with me. Oscar, I have to try harder this week. I have to try harder. I have to get off of this show today, spring downstairs and say, where are we going? Anyway.
Maybe save the springing for when you get there.
Yeah. You say Manny Petty more natural than what you just said, where are we going?
Yeah. Hey, but what if where she wants to go is to the beauty parlor?
Oh,
and then you could go and
win.
Grab a mani pedi.
Okay, God, we're running short on time, so I will. I hate to keep teasing.
The apology.
The lady comes over, and I never got the follow up because when you have 150 people at a function, and we've certainly experienced that not with reunions, but our listeners, it's like a reunion when we do a live show. It's a similar situation. Your head is on a swivel. You're going down multiple lists, and I have to tell you one. So I never got the follow up. I just got, are you still mad? And I didn't, I said, we'll talk later. And I said, okay. And I went and I walked off. The first person I saw, it was there are two things that were joyous. I bumped into an old buddy of mine, for purposes of this discussion, we will identify him as Mr. Jones.
Okay.
And Mr. Jones, I remembered Mr. Jones, and both of you may remember this from a bonus show, where I shared a story about Mr. Jones telling us a tale about a particular individual that used to play with his dog in a very inappropriate
way. Yes, I remember this. Yeah.
And I had not seen him.
I'll fill Oscar in after the program.
Thank you.
I had not seen him in 40 years.
40 and I said, years? And of course, the dog long since dead.
I said, Mr. Jones, I have been telling a story like on my uncensored radio shows for years about what the story you told about this boy that did this with his dog. And his mother said, don't do it in the house. And he corroborated it. And I think that the comment was, oh, yeah, always.
Always.
This is a guy that touched his dog inappropriately. There we go. That's what it is.
Although the dog never complained.
This is not the guy that told the story. The guy tells the story about this. And I sat at the bar with this guy like I was 18 again. I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. It was so incredibly funny to me. And then at our reunion, at our 40th year reunion, my old coach, my old gym teacher, I remember one of my classmates was his daughter, and they brought Coach to the reunion.
Aww.
He was with it. He was.
Oh,
he
I
was
thought you meant in an urn.
No. They brought him, and I chatted with my coach Grogan.
That's great.
Like, hey, O'Mara, how you doing, O'Mara? And it was just magnificent.
That's
to
awesome.
See him. That to me was like to bring a teacher that everybody knew.
That's
to
cool.
I don't know how it feels for somebody that's made it through and survived that long, where you can go to a 40th year unit. That's got to be something pretty special for him, too.
Yeah.
And I said that was the high point of my evening, that they brought this guy in. And it was great. Other than that, it was the people that you hadn't seen in a while. And I went to 30, so I saw a lot of people that I'd seen 10 years ago. It wasn't that big a deal. Then you see people that you haven't seen. And then you see the guys that kind of have an attitude that were kind of the clique in high school that they're still the clique a little bit. They still have that kind of attitude. And I was like, I wasn't having any. My friend Joey and I were discussing the fact that the committee that put the reunion on, there was none of that. The committee was like, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes. Okay.
And it was just a bunch of people that got together. And the way it was explained to me is that when this started, there were just a few people that were putting this reunion together. By the end, there were maybe 25 or 30 people at the planning parties because they were such incredible parties all get together.
That's cool that the planning parties were actually like pre-parties.
It was a 10. It was an absolute 10 the way the reunion went. I managed myself because of the idea of the massive toddy. I remember I was really paranoid about not drinking too much at the party. So I get to my buddy's house. I drop my stuff off. I change. I had showered in the morning. And I broke up the trip overnight, and I had showered in the morning, and I just needed to put on a dress shirt and some dress shorts that I wanted. And then I came out, and this is about 4 o'clock, and he says, cocktail.
That's awesome.
And I said, what do you have? And he says, well, I'm having a vodka tonic. I said, well, do you have any beer? He said, I have Sam Adams. And I said, Sam Adams, okay. And he said, and I have Corona. Now, on my list, if you compile a list of Mike O'Mara's least favorite beers, Sam Adams and Corona are number one and two.
You're not. Yeah.
Believe it or not. You could offer me any of the Anheuser-Busch
Corona
products.
Corona is a great
beer. I love Corona. That's in my DNA.
It's beer made on the bodies of cartel victims.
Yes. But if you're hosting.
I'm kidding.
If you're hosting an event, Corona is a very popular beer among ladies, and it's a good one to have on hand.
Yes.
But it's not one that I ever choose.
So I defer because I'm saying, boy, I really want to make.
Didn't
I want to be on
sense.
My best behavior. You remember the 30th was the one that Carl and I were. What was that?
Nothing. I'm just saying, Rob will never drink a Corona because Corona has less calories than your full calorie Bex.
No, it doesn't. It's the same.
That's not the same calorie.
No, Corona Light has less calories.
Oh, that's right. It's fair. That's drink Corona Light.
Oh, of course you do.
Look at me.
Maybe it's the lime.
Well, the lime is what makes you fat.
But I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like Corona. I don't like Sam Adams. And so what I chose to do, because you remembered at my 30th, I was in the parking lot of the McDonald's after the reunion.
Crying.
I couldn't tell my wife how to get to my childhood
home. Right.
No, not crying, not being able to get home. So
there may have been tears, but no one can corroborate this.
McDonald's is closed. I don't know where I live.
I was 6 minutes from my childhood home. I couldn't tell her how to get there. I deferred to my buddy Joey, and I went with the vodka tonic.
Ooh.
And he brought me the vodka tonic. This is the first drink of the evening.
Right.
And I took a sip, and...
A little dry.
I explained to him that that was vodka. I said, was it powdered tonic that you kiss the ice cubes with?
Mike, the vodka pot, the tonic bottle got close to the glass. He waved it.
He was a good host.
Yeah.
Here's the solution, though. Then he put a red Solo cup together.
And his wife,
who was not drinking that evening, we jumped into the car with our Go cups, with another one that was like that. And when I arrived at the reunion early, because he's on the committee, so they're just a smattering of people, and I arrived blasted. I just nursed these little Heineken lights all night, and I was fine. Yeah. And I woke up without a hangover on Sunday, and
big
I drove
win.
Home.
You started and then decayed, right?
I left his house at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Got home by 2 o'clock.
Man,
to Maine.
Nice.
So I was. It was no fuss, no muss. The secret is this might be my new thing.
Okay,
you start with a real corker of a beverage, and then you just kind of like nurse it for the rest of the night.
And then you enter the reunion
up,
like this. Hi, it's me.
Hey, how you doing? I remember you. You were a douche in high school, and you're a douche now. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike O'Mara.
F everybody. I love you. I love you, too.
Are you still mad?
I love you, too. We'll talk about it later. When we come back, I will tell you about the two drunkest people that came up to me, and then I will tell the story of the, as Oscar says, I say so easily, the mani-pedi.
Ah, yes.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now, thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Well, it must be nice.
Oh,
yeah, so nice and easy to walk through life without a care in the world for your fellow man. Strolling, perhaps whistling, oblivious to the needs of others, refusing to see what's right and decent, ignorant of what you should be doing. You like writing these, don't you?
It's a good time.
You're the guy or gal that's shopping Amazon but not accessing it through our website or our app. Face it. You're better than that. You're better than that. You should be.
Yeah. You should be.
Really should.
It's not too late, people. Save yourself. Go to your computer and show just an ounce of remorse. Shop Amazon through MikeO'MaraShow.com. Would you do that, please?
Please.
Can you handle that?
Save yourself.
Brad.
Save yourself. That one little click shows that you are not too far gone. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. You are the eggs in our financial omelet, so don't make us kill the hen. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, if my brother, who's saving babies' lives, calls me to make sure that he can shop through our Amazon tab from his computer at work.
Right.
That means you can too.
That's right.
If everybody that does it, the good people that shop through Mike O'Mara's show on Amazon, calls two family members, that will make a massive difference
Huge.
In our lives.
Huge.
Thank you. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, back at the reunion, just two that I would call real drunk people. And, you know, one guy I don't remember from high school, but he had one of those kind of drunky drunk faces. And it was kind of that, whoa, you trying here?
With the Is it the kind of face we saw a lot at the Iowa high school college football game?
Yeah, just Mike O'Mara. Saliva shower.
He called
saliva
you
bath.
Fike Fomera. Just not even making the letters right.
And one of the guys that I know, my buddy Tom, was standing next to me and did the, hey, Mike, come on over here. And I was like, oh, remember me? Like that. And Tom was like, pew. Tom just like took a right turn and was gone. And I'm left with this dude. And then the other one was the same way where it's just like, yeah, you're a bunny.
Both
the exact same sound. 58-year-old men that are S-faced all sound like this.
Must have made you feel good that you were a buddy, though.
Yeah, it was.
It's always reaffirming, isn't it?
All right, so I've been waiting, and I have to do this delicately. If you think that I am becoming a little irreverent, maybe perhaps veering into the land of political incorrectness, because this is going to involve, I am not, I just want to say, I am not mocking anyone with a disability when I tell you this story.
Okay.
All right, let me preface the story by saying that.
Nice groundwork. Cleanser.
Good groundwork.
So the idea was I was going to break up the trip, and I was going to get down to the area, my hometown, and I was going to get a manicure and a pedicure. Not a manicure. It wasn't planned originally, but I forgot my nail clippers. I said, I'll do both because I'm wearing sandals to go to Joey's house. I looked down at my feet, and they look like something from 10,000 BC.
Sure.
My feet. So I want to get this taken care of. So that was going to be the plan.
Covered in and pine needles.
I was going to pick up a pair of dress shorts for the big show that night.
What are dress shorts?
Not cargo shorts.
Okay.
Not cargo, not cash, super cash, just kind of like golf shorts.
Golf shorts, really. Okay, yeah.
Golf shorts can be
straight leg, probably khaki, yes?
Yeah, khaki. Mine were gray.
Nice.
And I wore a black shirt because I'm fat.
Mm-hmm.
And
slimming.
There's a picture of me where you can see me in all my fatness on the website. But I decide the first thing I'm going to do before I do that, did I get the shorts? Yeah, got the shorts, and then it was off to find a nail salon. First thing I did was Google Maps it, and I put it in there, and it took me into an area of Hartford where I have my memories that it was probably not where I would get my mani-pedi thing.
What does that mean? Bad,
I was in a very difficult neighborhood. It was very...
And
was,
his it, mama it was, cries.
It was...
Like difficult, like...
like it was not...
Not the nicer part of town?
It was a rough neighborhood.
Was it the other side of the tracks, as they would say
it was,
back then?
Yes. It was the north end of Hartford.
Okay.
Is that where the mom and pop insurance companies are?
Yes. And the bail bondsmen and things like that.
And the people that burn down the houses that are insured by the mom and pop places.
Senate insurance is located in that neighborhood.
So I headed back
to my bumper boulevard.
And I went to East Hartford where my grandfather's from and where Pratt & Whitney Aircraft is located.
Okay.
Oh. I was driving out there and I saw Happy Nails right outside. Right like
How
down, maybe
can you beat that?
Happy Nails right past Augie and Ray's, which is the burger joint my grandfather used to take me to.
But Happy Nails wasn't there when you were a kid.
I don't remember.
I'm just going to look up Happy Nails.
Oh, okay.
No, you're not. No, stop it. Stop. I don't want you doing this game.
I just
want to
see what it looks like.
No, let me tell you. I'm going to preface it. I'm very paranoid. I'm very paranoid about this story.
Okay.
So you don't. So I, the thing is.
Sorry.
In fact, it might not have been Happy Nails.
Super terrific Happy Nails?
It was super terrific.
Might have been Lucky Nails.
Lucky
Nails. Oh, you know what? That makes sense.
Or Nails, Nail Shine.
Or Head on the Nail.
Here's the thing.
Hit the nail on the head.
In,
oh, damn it.
I go in, I walk in, and there are, it's full. And I said,
well, it's
you
a Saturday
walk-ins.
Or a Friday?
Saturday.
Oh, they're ready. They're getting ready for the dances and everything.
Thank you. Okay.
The dances.
Thanks for your help.
What?
Gotta look your best.
For what dances?
You know, the cotillions, the proms, the homecomings, all the dances.
This is the guy we work with. This creep over here that knows that teenage girls are going out and getting their their nails done for the dances.
When By the way.
When he's getting his feet done, he's like, oh, what prom are you going to?
From my friend Joey.
Yeah?
Hey, I've been to your Facebook page. What's with all the, like, bikini girls? And I did a whole thing on the...
Humana.
HBS.
Yeah,
we've got a horny...
Tell him once a week. All right? Tell him
to calm
down.
You want him to scale back?
Yeah. Yeah, scale back.
I don't think
he was
like,
he was calling me a perv because I had these pictures on my website.
I know that you had a rare weekend.
Yes.
But I don't think you mean that.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah, sleep on.
So getting back to... I got to get this in. All right?
Okay, please.
So I go in and it is a sea of melting pot America. It's wonderful. In the chairs working on the feet are these women speaking Vietnamese, and then they are working on three women from Latin America who are speaking Spanish.
Okay.
That's the part of town I'm in. And I go in, and I immediately, they said, yeah, right here. They put the water in the little tub. You put your feet in, and I start to look around. And anyone that's been in these joints, you know there are certain ones that are pristine.
Yes.
And there are certain ones that are a little in need of a good scrubbing. This one was in desperate need of a good scrubbing. Not to the extent where I was going to be totally put off.
Right.
But it made me think a little bit. I'm like, oh, this
place. Was Saul Goodman living in a back room there?
Could have been.
Yeah, could you get your will done in the back?
Like. Yeah.
And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And there was a, like, the daughter of one of the women that worked there that was working on one of the little Hispanic girls. And it was kind of cute. She was painting her little toenails. But it just went on and on and on. And at this point, I'm looking around. And it's always one guy supervising these women that are doing the nails. And the guy, the only thing I'm thinking, I don't want a guy touching my feet. So I didn't want the guy to do it. So that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because I just don't like it. Look, I'm a man of many, many issues. You know that, right? I'm complicated.
It's the
okay?
tapestry of Mike. Don't question it.
I used to be that guy, Mike, especially when you get a male masseuse instead of a female masseuse, right? I have a preference. I'm not ashamed
to say
that.
I got a male masseuse once in my life, and this was me the entire massage. I'm going, like, don't touch me. I got to get this in.
They've got more muscle. I'll take a guy over a girl any day.
They can need you.
Don't isolate that.
You're more comfortable with your masculinity than I am. So congratulations. I had had a woman one time that had like a Band-Aid on.
Oh.
And it grossed me out. So I've been very, since that time, ultra paranoid about their hands.
Yeah.
And so I look over and finally... The woman down the row is done, and she gets up, and obviously she goes, "Be right with you." And I said, "Okay, this person is this is fine." Mm-hmm. She gets up thin, and I'm ready finally to get this done. But I'm kind of just on the general appearance of the place. I'm kind of mildly grossed out,
a little hesitant
about, a little hesitant.
Okay,
and then as she comes over. This is where I have to be careful. I looked down at her hand.
Yep.
And then she went away. And I thought I saw something on the end of her hand that was, I said, maybe something was going on with, like, right about on her hand, maybe a wart or something like that.
At this point, what is your take? Is that it's just not usual?
It's not, there's an anomaly and it's starting to freak me out.
Sure.
Because these are hands that are going to be on my dogs pretty soon.
Like her.
And I'm just getting a little bit mildly freaked out. Mildly freaked out. And then she comes back over, and this time I'm probably, if you saw me, I would probably be in that chair going like this, staring with my eyes like bugged out. And I look over, and this is, I don't want to offend anybody that might have this
situation.
I'm talking to somebody. This is just me. Okay. This is me. This is my problem, not this person's problem. That's the way I want to say it. And I look, and on the coming outside of her thumb on the hand, is another thumb.
Mm. Oh.
Just to clarify.
Thank you, Rob.
She's got a second thumb.
Can we get Rob a water, please?
Well, no, I need a little more.
It was a tiny little baby thumb.
A baby thumb. No, well, you can't.
A little. I didn't look close enough. As soon as I realized it was another finger.
Did it have a nail?
Yes. Yeah, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. And I went. And I'm just.
Was it painted?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
What was that?
A painted second thumb.
I maybe yes, but I'm not sure. I don't think so. It was too small. And I sat there and I went, I just.
Never once has this lady dropped a suitcase. And,
on the outside. On the outside, I'm going.
She's all thumbs.
I'm going. I'm sitting in the chair.
Nice one, Pat.
And I'm saying to myself, okay, la la. On the inside, I'm going, no! I don't.
See,
I just.
You might have been in for the best one ever,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because you got an extra thumb.
That's
working.
Right. That's like an 11th you finger know, for the best massage ever.
You're right, Rob. You're right. And I would have been if I had stayed.
You walked.
You bailed.
Oh, you monster.
I'm not a monster. Let me tell you how I did it. Within 15 seconds, yeah. I reached down. I picked up my phone. With
your one thumb,
right?
With my I picked up the phone and I, without even pressing a button, I faked it, and I went, "Hello, this is." I'll show you exactly what I did. What I did was I said, "Hello, when? Really? Is she all right? Okay, I'll be right there." And I put the phone down. And said, "Excuse me, I have to go."
It's like you're on a bad Tinder date.
You see,
and
that's
the teenage,
perfect.
The teenage girl to my name, she towed off the feet, and I got out of that. And the one lady said, "You come back?" I said, "Yes, I'll be right back."
Sure.
And
yeah.
I was out of there. I was out of there.
You
and,
should have picked up the phone and said, "What? Only 10 fingers? I'll be right over."
I'm out of there.
For that 10 minutes, it was sad nails.
Yeah.
Unlucky nails.
No, they were so stacked up, they didn't care. They had like four other women from Central America that were coming in right after me.
Mike,
so it was no problem.
That's magnificent, but I really wish you had stayed. I think you would have. I think
an extra finger or thumb.
Yeah, she probably charges 10% more.
Okay, thank you. It's the truth.
10% more.
The true story.
Do you want the preferred extra thumb package? That'll be 10% more.
So you walked around with your Barney Rubble feet?
Nope. Went down the road probably less than a mile. Found another one. Brand new. Brand new massage chairs. Very nice place.
Oh, it's great.
Hardly anybody in there. Got her done. Fantastic. And it wasn't like getting a foot massage in Star Wars. All right, so thank you.
But the bad thing is that the new place, the pedicure lady had a second face.
That's it. But for anybody that has one of those situations, hey, you're fine. I mean, it was my issue, my hang up. I'm the one that's lesser for.
Thank you for sharing.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we've got news you may not need. I'm all thumbs.
Hello, ladies. Look at the car next to you. Now back to me. Now back to the car. Now back to me. Sadly, you can't see me, but you can listen to more of me if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Look up. Look down. Where are you?
On a boat.
What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. 2 tickets to the TMOS live show. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds because the live show is sold out. Anything is possible when you... All right, bonus show, subscribe. Subscribe today through the updated app or website. I'm Dan O'Brien, and nobody understands me. I'm on a horse.
That little sound at the end. Oh, my
well
God.
Done.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Bara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates still low, inventory low. Fast approval on your financing gives you the edge that you need to get the house you want, people. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November. Now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial. They'll be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they're going to get you there fast. We love them. They're our neighbors in our building at the Mike O'Mara Studio. And they treated Oscar like a king. He loved the
Boom,
experience.
Boom, bam. They'll take
you
care
will
of
too.
You.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention to you from application to closing.
News.
Boo. They won't thumb their nose at you. If O.J. Simpson wants to rehabilitate his image when he gets out of prison, he's got an uphill battle ahead of him, because right now, even prostitutes don't want anything to do with him.
Oh, man.
No.
O.J. has a job waiting for him if he wants it, and where do you think that job would be?
More broadcasting?
No. Our buddy at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
This surprises me. Because
yes, I'm sure it does. Right?
Dennis likes to lay under the ra- that's his rule of thumb.
Yes, of course. Dennis Hoff says, quote, OJ is one of the most charismatic people that you will ever meet.
Hey, let me tell you something about OJ.
Isn't it great? OJ is really popular. Anyway, and the legal prostitution business is all about warm greetings and friendly rapport. He he'd also get to live there.
Hey.
And take advantage of the perks. Basically for as long as he wants. But not all the working girls are interested in working with OJ, especially after Lamar Odom overdosed and almost died at the Bunny Ranch a few years ago. Brooklyn Moore, I have not seen Miss Moore.
Mm.
She says, quote, "We've worked hard to overcome the stigma that nearly consumed us, and the last thing we need is another link to the Kardashian clan coming around to ruin our business and jeopardize our safety." Whoa. I give her credit for that,
that's
don't
bold.
You?
Yeah.
Speaking out.
But remember the motto of the Bunny Ranch for years has always been, come on out and see the Jews.
Rob. That was just gross.
It is.
I'm
gross
sorry, Pony wrote it.
Jordan Spieth almost collapsed under the pressure during the final round of the British Open, but he pulled it out, and at 23 now, he God, he's well above his years maturity-wise. At 23, he's the youngest American to win it, and next month he might also become the youngest to win a career Grand Slam. And Jordan Spieth is, I think Jordan Spieth is going to get less bratty and less privileged white boy-y as he gets older. I think he's going to grow into the job very well. That's
I wish he'd lose some weight. He's looking heavy.
Like so many of the guys on the PGA
Exactly.
Tour.
Didn't it look like they were all... And I was watching this in studio yesterday while the guys were getting ready for their ESPN show. And I said this, like, they are all, there's no schlubs except for that beef guy.
Beef
Johnson.
He's a British guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Beef
Is
Johnson.
Is that a British guy? I think the guy with the beard?
I'm not 100% sure, but I was like, what's that guy doing on the links? And like, that's an actual golfer. And I said, his nickname is Beef, and his last name is Johnson?
Yeah.
After Can't go wrong with Johnson. That.
He actually ate Jordan Spieth after the tournament yesterday. Sad story, really.
Back when Saturday Night Live first debuted, Melissa McCarthy, his former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, he tried to have a sense of humor about it. He said it was cute and funny, but that Melissa could, quote, dial it back. Okay. Which is obvious, the whole reason that a caricature is funny, because it's over the top and not dialed back. But over the weekend, Sean told Fox News, what was he going on there for? There's a lot of it that was over the line. It wasn't funny. It was stupid or silly or malicious. God. People
this
that don't
get
it.
This guy can't get out of his own way.
That's right.
People that don't get it, you just don't
like,
do that.
Like, you lost your job because you weren't doing a good job.
Hey, you know what? The Bunny Ranch should hire him.
By the way, Mike, this is not. That's nothing to do with politics. That All Slick right. Willie they put up there on the podium, whatever his name is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, whatever you're selling, I'm buying. Because this is so much better than the
Better
past.
Show. Yeah. Better show.
Unless they go to the montage. That was his problem. The way they got him today, they put the montage.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I haven't seen it.
Of the I love.
When he, I saw it in real time. And in real time, I said, this guy speaks English. He's got one iota of charisma, which the others didn't.
Right.
And
the problem
he's tanned.
For all these guys is going to be when they come out, you can't control a message when your boss is tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I get
it's
it.
Not
right.
going to work.
But I'm just saying, just for sheer optics.
Yes. Oh, better than the guy looks like
God.
His head's going to explode.
Yeah.
Literally.
But now I got nothing to root for anymore because I was waiting for the explosion.
Sean Spicer said there were some skits that he cracked up at, and sometimes it can be funny, some of the stuff was over the line. You don't need, if you're the subject of the satire, you don't come out and say it's over the line. It's
you
not
can't.
How the game works.
You can't
never
do
got
it.
That. The Discovery Channel and Michael Phelps played us all when they said he'd be racing a great white shark. He didn't play me because I never believed it. Who would have?
Well, they put out a press release where they explained how
race.
They were going to do it.
Yes.
I mean, they really...
I expected a shark in the tank
dude,
side by side.
They clowned
us. If you want to know the Rubes, they're talking right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That we're looking for.
I do love a Shark Week.
Technically, nobody really said Phelps would be swimming anywhere near a shark, but the advertising did try to make people think that. So Phelps did also when he talked to Entertainment Weekly. In reality, the whole thing was simulated. They apparently timed some sharks, a great white, a hammerhead, and a reef shark. Then they simulated the races with Phelps going against computer-animated sharks. Phelps actually did race in the ocean, though, so at least there was that.
That was cool. I felt a little redeemed when
We're
I saw
so
that.
Stupid. I know that Adrian was rooting for the reef shark.
There was a groundswell of anger.
I know.
People are stupid. People, you're stupid. Stop it being dumb.
You know, Shark Week really could be about education.
And to be fair.
And instead they've got Michael Phelps in a monofin.
I didn't
the
think
unsatisfied
it was a lap
viewer.
Pool.
What?
I didn't think it was going to be a lap pool. I was like, they're going to break up the ocean with one of those little dinghies.
Like when Fonzie.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that does interest me. As the results in the simulation, he beat the reef shark, but he got crushed by the hammerhead. He can't beat the reef shark either, because if the reef shark wants to do a burst of speed, the reef shark's going to beat him too.
Well,
this is
the reef shark lacked motivation.
Yeah.
So the hammerhead beat his ass.
Hey, but it's Shark Week, right? So everybody put your tree up.
Yay.
Apparently,
if you're on a date and the other person won't stop staring at your feet, this is not related to the previous story I told.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that they've got raging foot fetish. According to a new study, if someone is looking at your feet and legs, it means they're not interested in you in a romantic or sexual way. The researchers found that if someone is into you, they'll keep their eyes focused on your head and chest.
Mm.
And men will also check out your hips.
Hey.
Yeah. And some men will write, "Yay, Carla." Anyway.
Look at her feet.
According to a new study, spending 2 hours a day or more in the car makes you dumber.
Huh?
Seriously, it literally reduces your IQ sitting in the car that much. The researchers say driving is mentally stressful and fatiguing, and when you pair that with being sedentary for so long, it causes gradual declines in your brain. Or to put that in terms you'll understand, Rocky Road?
That's awesome.
So the two longest commutes are Pony and Rob.
Yes.
How do you feel about it? Do you feel like all that road travel is making you dumber?
I love cheese.
And now a little something something. Police in San Francisco said a man was mugged and the two assailants made off with his ventriloquist dummy.
Oh no.
Police said the victim was physically assaulted and the suspects fled with the dummy. The incident happened around 10:50 p.m. Thursday at the city's Polk Gulch neighborhood. Not that you need that. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, police have not identified the suspects, who are believed to be between 25 and 30 years old. The victim's injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Police said he is listed in stable condition on Friday. Investigators offered no motive for the crime. Come on, Mike. You can make it. The family has brought in Annabelle to help find... Annabelle.
Yeah.
Annabelle's good kids. Go and get him, Annabelle.
You know, they asked the victim about it, but his lips were sealed.
You know, it's just going to jump out of his box and kill the two robbers anyway. It's going to happen. Say, hey, that was a good haul. I wonder if that'll get in a pawn shop. That's pretty good. What was that sound? It's a dummy. It's at the end of the bed. Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Monday Sounds right here in the Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob, because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately. If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two B's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today,
We're going to discuss leeches.
Oh, yes!
Leeches are segmented worms that have a needle-like sucker on each end and feed on the blood of vertebrates. They drift aimlessly in freshwater environment. Leeches. I hate them.
Get them off me. Get them off
suckers.
Me.
Get them off me right now. Hoping to suck the life from those they encounter. Just like the average piece of floating filth that listens to the daily TMOS podcast and doesn't subscribe to the bonus show. Just like a leech.
Oh, get them off me.
Yeah. Nasty little buggers. The bonus show makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. If you just take the regular show and take, you know better than a Gerudo medicinal.
Gerudo
medicinalis.
That's the Latin.
You know better than a Gerudo medicinalis. This. A common leech. Yuck. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. You don't know what you're missing. Most fun we have each week. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner, and don't be a leech. Get access to all our content. You'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. So please, quit sucking!
Please.
Thank you very much. Without further ado, let's open up the audio ball for today. This is Monday, July 24, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
A sad surprise over the weekend. When you hear this song, does it remind you of anything? It's MFSB is the name of the artist. But for a DC person, this always meant the end of the 11 o'clock news on Friday night going into Johnny Carson. And for a kid that loved watching The Tonight Show on the weekends, it was a big deal. This song was suggested to our NBC affiliate in Washington, D.C. by anchorman Jim Vance, who we lost over the weekend, unexpected to cancer. We knew he had been ill, but it took him suddenly. And really, it's hard to beat that news team they had in the heyday at Channel 4 with him and
George
Michael. King
George.
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah. You had Jim Vance. I only had one chance to hang out with Vance, and it was so cool to finally meet him because, you know, he'd been on TV for so many years.
Super cool.
And he
guy.
Was a fellow motorcycle enthusiast, and I got a chance to hang out with him down at the fairgrounds down in D.C., and we had a really, really cool chat. And the thing about Vance is what you saw was what you get on the news. He was an original. There's so few. For baby anchors out
you don't,
there.
You don't have them anymore.
Go watch Jim Vance and watch how he conducted himself. He was very, very cool. Had some demons.
Sure.
Overcame them.
Mm-hmm. He was very open. He was open about it.
Absolutely. But he was always kind of himself. And he was always kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I loved having a cool anchor. How many anchors are cool?
I'm happy you brought that up, Rob. I know, I would say no less than five broadcasters now that were influenced by him, that were mentored by him.
Right.
And the way that they've spoke about them privately and publicly really say a lot about someone when people you don't even know were influenced by someone come out of the woodwork and say, he's the guy.
That's the guy.
That's the guy who said I had it. That's the guy who influenced me, right?
And he just was, you know, there. We don't have enough bigger than life characters anymore in society.
And fewer as the days go on.
Vance used to hang out and ride motorcycles with Wysocki, Pete Wysocki.
I didn't know that.
Lost.
I love Pete.
And these were just bigger than life guys. And to be in a room with them was just cool. George Michael the same way.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because the one tape I want to play is not anything maudlin. It's actually something hilarious.
Okay.
They were covering a video of a fashion show right before they threw it to sports.
This is the greatest breakup. And you, by the way, you can hear the smoking from like George Michael because he is like
out of his
bringing
mind.
Up a lung when he's doing this. And it's a fashion super skinny runway model walking down. She's in high heels and she almost breaks her ankle falling. And they completely lose it, like real losing it, like really. And they know they're not supposed to be laughing at somebody. It's Schadenfreude, but they can't control themselves. One of my favorite all-time TV blooper tapes from Channel 4 in Washington, D.C. This is Jim Vance along with George Michael playing the video and then completely losing their ass.
A model fell down twice. That's her going down once. The young woman wearing that pink skirt and the orange platform shoes never quite recovered after that. There she goes again. That had to hurt. That was uncool. That's embarrassing. This is at least the second time.
So real.
Well, you all are just really tickled by that, aren't you?
Susan Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
You try walking in those shoes.
Hey, first of all, baby, I got enough meat on me that it's all right.
I'm sorry. Come
we,
on. Man.
We want to apologize.
Hold on.
They show it again. Yeah. They show it again. Because the guys at the booth are loving it, so they're going to roll it again and again and again.
Do you want me to be
you're a dog. Oh, he lives to do that to me. Now, see, y'all going to send your letters of complaint to me. He started, not me. He made me
My bad.
You're bad.
What's your sports, George? Oh,
wow. TV they news used to be too. Great, huh? Yeah. It really did.
Yeah. Well, you had Gordon Peterson and Glenn Brenner on one.
Super.
It's amazing how many we've lost. Early, yeah. Relatively.
You Vance know, made such an impact that on the nightly news, the national nightly news, they highlighted his career.
Good for him.
Yeah. That's good awesome. For him. I love the, they did a piece on him on Channel 5 on Sunday morning, and it was just so amazing because they had clips of him as a baby anchor, and that towards the end of his career, he actually had a sit down with President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And what an amazing trip.
So, to all my friends over there, Angie and my friend Wendy, Wendy Rieger, Angie Goff, and all the people over at Channel 4, I know the type of person and the type of guy that Vance was, so our thoughts go out to all you
Absolutely.
Guys over there, because it's got to be very difficult roaming those hallways without Vance there. So great life, and that was a perfect clip to play, Rob. Good
Thank
job.
You. Also, we lost over the weekend John Hurd, who I know from mostly from The Sopranos, but Oscar, you probably remember him as the dad in Home Alone.
Ah, okay.
Here's a brief clip of him, one of my favorite lines from Home Alone 2.
This has happened before. It's becoming sort of a McAllister family travel tradition.
Funnily enough, we never lose our luggage.
Never lose their luggage, just their kid. Twice. Two more quick tapes. I know we're running a bit over here. Ice Cube was at the Cubs game on Saturday, and he's a rapper, yes? And aren't rappers based mostly in rhythm?
Yes.
Here's him singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, rapper Ice Cube.
All right, Chicago.
He never really corrects. It's why is that so hard? That's not a hard song. Is it the beer?
It's the stadium. It's the sound bouncing around the stadium.
Gotta be. All right.
Just follow the organ. That's what I've always said all my career. Follow the organ.
That's what they do at that nail salon.
Yes, it follows. All thumbs. Yes, right.
And let us close with this. Mike, it's called the Game of Thrones effect. Do you know that when Game of Thrones is on TV, the internet is actually affected?
Speaking of Game of Thrones, during the premiere of Game of Thrones, this is true. It was in all the papers, all the sites. During the premiere of Game of Thrones, fewer people were watching online porn. That's true. Yeah. Apparently for that 1 hour, the only thing coming was winter. That was all.
Thank you, Conan, with your cable rules. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening. And join us again for the best part of your day, everybody, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Yo-ho.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.